From 1975 until 2002, guests at the Walt Disney World Resort were able to experience one of its most unique properties, the Treehouse Villas. Well, now, summer 2009, the Treehouse Villas are back, but they are better than ever, and they are now part of Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort. There are 60 villas in this incredibly beautiful and unique wooded environment, and while you get the chance to relive some of those nostalgic memories as a child, they're now upgraded with new amenities like flat panel TVs, barbecue grills, cathedral ceilings, and so much more. Let's take a look inside one of the brand new Treehouse Villas.
Imagineering, like what they did 35 years ago, and all we've done is update it. During that 35 years, the forest grew up around the home, so we had to figure out a way to do it without taking out the trees, without destroying the landscape. So we discovered the modular process, and we're able to drop the homes in five big pieces over the trees with a very large crane. Worked out very well, and it was perfect for the site.
In addition to the Treehouse Villas here at Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort, there are two other Disney Vacation Club properties opening later this year. Come with me as we go and explore Bay Lake Towers over at Disney's Contemporary Resort. So I'm obviously on the deck of a three-bedroom grand villa here at Bay Lake Towers, and there is nothing that I can say that view doesn't say for itself.
It sleeps 12 people, actually, and it has two full bedrooms upstairs and a master bedroom downstairs, and flexibility with sleeper sofas and other accommodations. So if you're here with friends or family, you know, it can accommodate large groups.
Brian, you know, when the Contemporary was built in 1971, it really was an architectural and engineering marvel, and you sort of carried that same look and feel and theme over and those same sort of elements into Bay Lake Tower.
Yeah, that was I think that was the main design challenge when we started is, you know, the Contemporary Hotel is such a classic, and being the original hotel here at Walt Disney World Resort, it was how do we design a building that has a great presence of its own and speaks to what is contemporary today but doesn't overshadow, you know, the existing hotel. So I think we did a great job. The entire design team and the Imagineers came together to really develop something that really respects the existing architecture, but yet has a great identity of its own and a tremendous view.
There may be even another better viewing area, even if you can believe it, than here, because on top of the hotel, there's actually another fireworks viewing area.
There is. There's a fireworks viewing terrace on the top of the building.
The main entrance here is completely surrounded by flickering lanterns. Lanterns are a symbol of light and, of course, an inviting beacon for, you know, welcoming people home. So
you'll notice in the lobby, it's kind of
kind of right in the center of our two hallways. The entire Kidani village is meant to resemble a necklace, because Kidani actually means necklace. So each block of rooms is a bead, and then in between the beads are the hallways or the knots of the necklace that connect them. And here inside the lobby, you'll notice that Jahari Treasures is the name of the gift shop. Jahari actually means jewel. So the lobby is sort of the jewel at the center of the necklace, which is Kidani Village. Okay, folks, here at Kidani Village, we're fortunate to have a room like this, which is our library. And you can see, again, the presence of different colors and artwork and textures throughout pretty much every aspect of the room and some of the other areas of the building. In terms of the artwork, you can see it's just right out in the open.
So we're at the end of our journey through Disney's newest Vacation Club properties, the Treehouse Villas at Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort, Bay Lake Tower at Disney's Contemporary Resort, and here at Kidani Village at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, third and final stop on our journey today. A lot of exciting things going on at all these three very different, very unique Vacation Club properties. To find out more, you can visit DisneyVacationClub.com or stop by any of the kiosks in the parks and resorts. Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. See ya.